Condoleezza Rice vows not to appear nude in Playboy or anywhere else. 13th of January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Following the nude appearance of Air Force Staff Sergeant Michelle Manhart in Playboy magazine, which hits the stands next month, President Bush has asked Secretary Condoleezza Rice to swear, her hand on a Bible, that she will not follow suit. With Democrats already seeking to discredit his new plan for the ongoing war against terrorism in Iraq, the president wants to be sure that no other controversies occur that will give the rival political party any ammunition against him, his cabinet, or anyone else associated with his administration. According to rumors on Capitol Hill, Secretary Rice was approached by a Playboy talent scout and by a representative of the new Bachelorette's Party magazine, both of whom put out feelers to see whether Secretary Rice would be willing to doff her clothes for a photo spread. Allegedly, Hugh Hefner offered to make Condi Miss May and pay her 10 times the usual amount that a Playmate of the Month earns for getting naked. This from industry insider Larry Flint. He also said, quote, Bachelorette Party offered her a lot of zeros, unquote. Hefner's daughter, Christy, Playboy Enterprises chairman and CEO, said, quote, it would be quite a feather in our cap, so naturally I convinced Daddy that we should go after her. Unquote. Although Secretary Rice vows not to go nude, pictures of her in a skimpy bikini have already been posted on the internet. Manhart said when he heard the Secretary of State was asked to model nude for the same magazine in which she'll be displayed next month, quote, she's a sexy vixen. I wish she would do it. The embattled staff sergeant then said, quote, maybe the Air Force, or Air Farce, as I should say, would let me stay in instead of giving me a bad discharge and the boot. I should get a promotion for promoting the military. Because of my appearance in Playboy next month, recruiters are estimating a high enlistment rate for February. Instead, the brass are firing me, the bastards. Excuse me. Unquote. The belch was mine, not Sergeant Manhart's. Asked her opinion concerning Manhart, Secretary Rice replied she had no comment. President Bush was not so reserved in expressing his point of view. He said, quote, let me say that as Commander-in-Chief, I am disappointed in Staff Sergeant Manhart. She should have advised her commanding officer in advance of her posing for such a magazine. Then we could have promoted it properly, having her pose with me in the Oval Office as I pinned a medal to her breast for, oh, I don't know, service and above the beyond and beyond the call of booty duty or something. Now, that would have brought us both a lot of publicity. Then we could have given her the boot, unquote. Press Secretary Tony Snow told reporters that the president was quoted out of context and that his concern that Secretary Rice promised not to appear nude shows his commitment to maintaining a fully clothed cabinet and military. Quote, besides, what would the First Lady say about the president posing with a half-draped Air Force sergeant? Unquote.
How do you know the president's lying?
Senator Hillary Clinton, Democrat from New York, and Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, both applauded Rice's vow not to appear naked. Clinton said, quote, that would be a major setback to women in high places, unquote. And Pelosi asked, quote, who wants to see that bitch naked anyway, unquote. As always, so politic. This has been Reverend Simulator and Some Insane Woman. Thank you for suffering for our news.
Where do we suffer?